Hi, this is Ron Phipps, your 2011 NAR President, and this is another edition of the President's Podcast. This time I'd like to talk to you about several things that we are engaging right now, but I imagine many of you stayed home on Sunday night and watched the Grammys. Now, I will tell you, as a music enthusiast, I thought it was an incredible show, but the highlight of my watching for the evening was watching the Homeownership Matters ad that came out in the middle of the program. I was so proud to be a realtor and so proud that we had taken the moment, a moment of high visibility, to talk about why homeownership matters. Now, many of you have responded to our position in reference to Fannie and Freddie reform. At the end of the day, the National Association of Realtors is committed to making sure that there is capital in the marketplace so that people who want to buy homes have access to mortgages. So frankly, we can work with sellers to sell and buyers to buy. The position we've taken is very, very simple. Fannie and Freddie have made grave, serious mistakes. And candidly, there needs to be a postscript to their involvement in housing. That said, if we believe in the value of 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, we need to have a government guarantee so that private investors will step back into the market. That's really what our position is in its simplest form. For almost 250 years, homeownership's been part of our credo, part of our tradition, part of being a patriot. We believe that that needs to continue, and the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage goes a long way toward that agenda. You might also have heard about an ad we ran in the Washington Post this past Sunday. Frankly, Sunday was a special day. We started with ads in the Washington Post and ended up with television ads on the Grammys. It's just a good balance. What we ran in the Post was very simple. It says that jobs and home ownership, that you cannot have one without the other. And it really outlines how housing is a very labor-intensive industry and how for every two transactions, we can actually create one new additional job. We believe that's a very, very important argument that we need to be making in Washington. And then the third element I wanted to share with you today is to forward that homeownership mattering argument and to really bring it to citizens across the country. We're going to have a bus tour that begins in Chicago the first part of March, continues to Denver, and ends in Portland. It is really going to be a celebration of homeownership, that is sustainable homeownership. And it's also going to be focused on letting the politicians know that home ownership is a very important element in our society and something that all Americans aspire toward. If this is as successful as we think it will be, we hope to expand and move beyond the three cities we're doing. But we're starting initially with this particular plan, and then we will go from there. Now, a lot of people would like to have the bus come to their city or town. We get that. Frankly, we had to start somewhere. We started here. And if it works as well as we expect it to, we may be able to make it to a neighborhood near you. With that said, there's that old adage about real estate being very similar to politics. It's all local. So as you engage the upcoming spring market, have confidence that your leadership at the National Association of Realtors is really committed to making sure that you have the tools and the access to capital so that your buyers can purchase homes and we can actually right this economy. Thank you for listening to this edition of the President's Podcast. Please check the President's Report page on Realtor.org, and you'll get access to complete information on the 2011 leadership team that's hard at work for you today. If I haven't said it, good selling, and celebrate the gift of homeownership.